just one ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said, Amar Ravina, Dover zeh mitoyres Moshe Rabbeinu loy lamadnu, midivrei kabbalah lamadnu. The fact that the Yidden left Mitzrayim mechadish nisa, we taka don't know from Toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it is from divrei kabbalah. So the Gemara is contrasting between Toyres Moshe Rabbeinu and divrei kabbalah. Toyres Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. What's divrei kabbalah? That's Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the truth is, you find in many places in Shas that Nevi'im and Ksuvim were referred to as Divrei Kabbalah. So why is it referred to as Divrei Kabbalah? Right, you ask the man on the street, what's Divrei Kabbalah? The Arizal, the Zohar HaKadosh, that's Kabbalah. Pshat, Soid, Remez, Drosh, it's Soid. That's usually what you think of when you think of Kabbalah. But in the words of Chazal, Kabbalah is Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So the question is why? So I once saw that the Ben Yishchai in his Ben Yahyada, it's the first Ben Yahyada, Mesechtes Bava Kama. Since the Ben Yahyada, in the beginning of Mesechtes Bava Kama, it's Daf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara over there says, Divrei Torah mi Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinon. So he says that Shamati, I once heard a pshat, based on, brings it from the Dubna Magid, who said that what's the reason that Divrei Nevi'im is called Divrei Kabbalah? He said because Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi Shal Moshe. So when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, the Shechina was really speaking through Moshe. Moshe was just the conduit, he was the vessel. But really, it was the Shechina that was talking. That means Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really Mekabel, Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. But really, it wasn't so much Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekabel and then giving over. He says this from the Dubna Magid. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking. But the Nevi'im wasn't like that. The Nevi'im had to be Mekabel the Torah, and then they had to give it over. They had to be Doila, and then they had to be Mashka. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is not Divrei Kabbalah, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is the Shechina speaking through Moshe. Shara Nevi'im, said the Dubna Magid, said the Ben Ishchai, there the Nevi'im are being Mekabel, they're interpreting it, and now they're saying it over, based on the way they understand it. That's Divrei Kabbalah. And he says, that's why Chazal referred to Torah's Nevi'im Uksuvim as Divrei Kabbalah, to differentiate between the Madregas HaNevu'ah of the Nevi'im and the Madregas HaNevu'ah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevu'ah's Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Divrei Kabbalah, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi. The Nevu'ah of the Shara Nevi'im, that was different, that was not Bas Baklar Yami'ira, it wasn't Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinoi, and therefore Chazal, to be madgish, that to emphasize that, would always refer to Divrei Nevi'im in contrast to Divrei Torah as being Divrei Kabbalah.